Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to focus on how to come to peace.
That's right.
With 2017.
That's right. In this time of peace and joy and love, we have a little ditty here about making peace with the end of the year.
Now, I don't think I'll have any problems with this author's name.
You're going to chance it this time, right?
Dr. Tara Well.
And you noticed that yesterday he didn't chance it.
I did not.
There were too many syllables in yesterday's
name.
That was a tough name. I had no idea what to do with that one.
Yes.
But we do know Tara Well.
Tara Well.
We don't know Tara Well, but we know.
We know that that's
Tara.
Her name.
We know that's her name, yes.
The title of it is Making Peace with the End of the Year. And this is from just last week, actually.
Right. That's right.
This was posted at Psychology Today. The link is in the show notes, so definitely check it out. And here we talk about ways to, again, make peace with or come to terms with the end of 2017.
Right, come to terms with it. Right.
Yeah. And now here's a name that I'm going to be wary to chance. So the first thing that she talks about is to beware of the Zeigarnik.
I think it's Zeigarnik.
Zeigarnik.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Effect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is an effect that's proponents of the Gestalt theory or Gestalt psychologists talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the article the research that you were talking about in a previous podcast from this week. Mm-hmm. And that is that as we look at things, we tend to put aside accomplishments and focus primarily on the negatives.
That's right. The Gestalt theorists tend to look at the big picture.
Right. That's what kind of Gestalt means, is to look at the big picture.
The whole thing, the big picture, right? Zeigarnik is a woman, and from about a century ago. I mean, this isn't current. This was about a century ago, and she said, when you look at the big picture, you tend to pick out the bad things.
Right.
She said, there's just this human tendency. It's probably adaptive because you want to look for the things that are dangerous.
Right.
But in our world today, we tend to look at the negatives.
Right.
Okay? And she said, so the first step is beware of the Zeigarnik effect and don't fall into that.
Right.
Keep it positive. And you remember Monday's podcast was about keeping it positive.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, and that leads very nicely into the second part, which is to balance out the negative bias.
That's right.
So if we have this tendency to focus on and really examine the negative stuff, let's balance that with some positivity.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were
nope.
So the third thing is to put social comparison in perspective.
Mm.
And this is the ill effect of social media, I think.
This is the Facebook effect.
Right.
Right.
Because what happens here is we look at people's Facebook pages, and man, some of these people look like they are having the time of their life.
Compared to us,
right.
Right.
But the reality is that we have no idea what's going on in their lives.
The early psychoanalysts, Jung and Karen Horney, and used to talk about the real self and the ideal self.
Right. Right?
Facebook is the ideal self.
Right.
So you're putting the best foot forward.
Yeah, it's typically the best. You do have those people who everything is negative because that's the type of attention that they're drawing to themselves. But yeah, the majority is positivity.
I'm smiling because if you look at old school pictures, there's an artificial smile. They would say cheese.
Oh, old school pictures, not old school.
No, school pictures that were taken 20, 30 years ago. There's this artificial smile because we say cheese or we smile, but we're really not happy when we're smiling. And so you see all these school pictures of kids who are smiling, but they're not happy. We learned how to smile with Facebook.
Yes.
Right? People practiced smiling, and now we really know how to smile.
Absolutely.
But don't use Facebook to compare yourselves to others. Just learn how to smile.
Right. Absolutely. Number four, Tara writes here, deadlines might be arbitrary.
Boy.
And so that's pretty powerful. You know, as you're looking back and you're thinking about, you're doing your reflection and everything, remembering that deadlines are arbitrary. You didn't accomplish something by this date, but
you could, you still, that date may be movable.
Yeah, you still can.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't accomplish it or right. that you should be too hard on yourself for not achieving it by the end of the year. Right. You know, this all started with, by the end of 2017, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you missed the date by a few days, weeks, or months, but that's okay. That's an arbitrary date.
Right.
You can still do it
right.
in 2018.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's, I think, where a lot of New Year's resolutions fail,
right.
is that we set really high and ambitious goals,
right.
and then when we don't meet the first marker,
right.
we're done.
That's right. So,
but it's a marker that we set for ourselves.
That's right,
it's
but not, it was an arbitrary yeah. mark. It was an arbitrary milestone.
Oh, if I haven't done it so far, then right. I'm not going to get it done.
Or I'm at the end of the year and I failed. No, you haven't failed. You just haven't succeeded yet.
Right.
Okay. It's still out there. Success is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So just move the date a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Number five is to focus on learning goals.
Yeah.
We talk about this a lot on the podcast here, mm-hmm. is that we need to focus on learning and progress as opposed to specific outcome.
Right. In academics,
right.
This is from Carol Dweck's research, she talks about performance goals and learning goals.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to have learning goals. Don't just get an A.
Right.
Learn something.
Right.
Okay. And so I was glad that this was included in there because yeah. we should be, we and those we love, children, partners, coworkers,
right.
we should be pursuing learning goals
right.
and not just performance goals.
Right. And the last thing she mentions here is to practice gratitude.
Yeah. Here it appears again.
Yes.
You know, doing something for others.
Right.
You know, showing your appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, again, that is a very recurring theme
right.
that we continue to see, that this importance of giving back. And it, you know, it doesn't surprise us really that this continues to be right. Mentioned, because we are social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
We are, you know, we do right. have a lot of engagement and interaction with other beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that we give back to them, the more that we're right. going to receive from them, and the it's just a mutual reciprocal relationship.
Right. So start with your family.
Yeah.
You know, when your kids do something, my daughter, we had to move our cars around the Saturday. And my daughter moved them, and I couldn't find the key to my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were gone,
yeah.
you know, to another city. And I thought, oh boy, if she put that in her pocket, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she left it in the car.
Yeah.
And I said, now I have to remember, because had she taken it with her,
right.
There would have been a
yeah.
consternation
yeah.
and gnashing of teeth and criticism mm-hmm. about... So she did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So find a few minutes to acknowledge when they yeah. do the right things, whether it's a spot, whether it's your partner or your children
mm-hmm.
or another family member.
Right.
Go ahead and acknowledge gratitude.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The link to this article is in the show notes. Dr. Tara Well, she has a regular blog mm-hmm. on Psychology Today right. called The Clarity. So you can definitely follow her work there. She wrote some pretty good stuff
yeah.
That I think you'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely check out this article. She has some good points here.
Right.
Yep. That's it for today. So make sure that you're following us in all the areas and in all the locations that you can follow us, iTunes,
right.
YouTube, Google Play Music, Facebook.
We are literally all over the place.
We sure try to be. You can rate us, write a review. All of that stuff is mm-hmm. awesome if you could do that. Right. It just increases our...
profile.
Yeah.
Profile?
It helps other people find us.
Right. That's the biggest thing. It helps others find us and
right.
grow this community.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And you can check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. It's a great way if you have the means and interest and willingness to support some of the work right. that we're doing here so we can do more. We're trying to do a whole lot of stuff in 2018. We have a lot of ambitious goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so any support that you can provide is going to go directly into making those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Workshops and more, you know, teaching opportunities so that
right.
we can get more information out there to everybody. So
one of the things that you and I discussed is, as we look back at 2017, is we need more time.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah.
that's what we're trying to carve out.
Yes. Because we're stuck with 168 hours a week so far.
He won't let me change it.
So, all right, that's it for today. So, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.